This is Marissa of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian rupiah is expected to strengthen on Wednesday as market sentiment improves following signals of a potential interest rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve. Ruli Nova, an analyst at Bank Buri Saudara, stated as quoted on RRI.co.id on Wednesday, the weakening of the U.S. dollar index has opened room for the rupiah to gain. The 12th International Conference on Computer Control, Informatics and its Application 2025 highlighted Indonesia's commitment to building a collaborative national research ecosystem through big data and open infrastructure. This year's conference themed From Data to Knowledge, the confluence of open-linked data, big data and AI is detailing the National Research and Innovation Agency of Indonesia vision and investment in scientific infrastructure, directly linking the event to Indonesia's national mission. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Naura Ayu.
Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or Actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Happy listening!
Usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I wonder how it feels to be
enjoying the latest single by Ardito Pramono, Ordinary Day. But hopefully Indonesia today, with its various programs and music, has turned your day extraordinary with more good things from Indonesia, just like this one. We've got information from the Indonesian Ministry of Finance, which is preparing several strategic measures, including streamlining regulations, simplifying business permit procedures, and easing rules that hinder business growth to create a more conducive and competitive business ecosystem. The Ministry's Director General for Economic and Fiscal Strategy, Febrio Kacaribu, said on Tuesday, the government is currently preparing a presidential regulation on the Priority Program Acceleration Team. And the team will be led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, and Finance Minister, Purabaya Yudi Sadewa. It will also involve Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming. According to him, regulatory debottlenecking is key to ensuring that businesses can operate with greater certainty, and some measures the government has taken to improve the system include promoting the silence is consent approach for business permit issuance. This approach requires officials to respond to permit requests within a set time frame, giving business clarity on the status of their application.
Voice of Indonesia.
Siapa yang bisa buatku begini? Gila, ini bahagia apa menderita? Langit lagi bagus-bagusnya, tapi bagiku biasa saja. Dia buatku terkesima. Menyapamu tak berani menciummu, apalagi tetap tidak ketuk kaki. Dua parku berdiri kalau sampai ku miliki. Tak mau ku tidur lagi, alamat malah nanti kau pergi. Kalau ada sembilan nyawa, mau sama mu saja. Semuanya ini datang di sini kamu sembuh. Alamat ini kaya cinta. Kamu sayang, apa hayalan coba aku sekarang? Buat mabuk apa yang seketika pingsan, mana nafas buat aja. Can I see you for a minute? Boleh aku visit? See you mom and dad, aku pamit. Kalau memang naga-naganya kau berkenan, ku berangkat sekarang. Kepamu tak berani mencium, apalagi buka pendek betul kaki. Kemudian ku berdiri, kalau sampai ku miliki. Tak mau ku tidur lagi, alamat mana kau pergi. Alamaku jatuh cinta saja. Semua 내가 바라보니까 젖어두신다. 다슬잎은 덮었건무 가나서 작아마 겁은 망인 자르쿠 다 별로 라마라마 다 별로 방약 떠나가 이니 떠라사 무다 kau terima semua kurangku kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah jangan cintai aku apa adanya jangan tuntutlah sesuatu biar kita jalan ke depan yeah. Kau terima semua kurangku kau tak pernah marah bila ku salah kau selalu memuji apapun hasil tanganku yang tidak jarang payah jangan cintai aku apa adanya jangan sesuatu biar kita jalan ke depan aku ingin menjadi padamu aku ingin jadi jagoanmu oh, 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 oh. Jangan cintai aku apa adanya jangan tuntutlah sesuatu biar kita jalan ke depan oh, jangan cintai aku apa adanya jangan sesuatu biar kita jalan ke depan yeah.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Is keyword of the day.
Those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025, is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sector such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Setelah pergi masa lalu yang telah menyakitimu, namun ku pastikan padamu diriku berbeda. Akan ku tunjukkan padamu cinta bisa berakhir indah. Yakinkan hatimu padaku, sayangku. Aku berjanji akan selalu menjagamu, takkan ku biarkan siapapun hingga titikmu. Kan ku hapus segala luka di hatimu. Mungkin aku bukan yang pertama, tapi ku pastikan aku yang terakhir di hidupmu. Mau takkan bersamaku selamanya. Namun ku pastikan padamu diriku berbeda. Akan ku tunjukkan padamu cinta bisa berakhir indah. Yakinkan hatimu padaku, sayangku. siapapun buat dirimu kan kuhapus kala luka di hatimu. Mungkin aku bukan yang pertama, tapi ku pastikan aku yang terakhir di hidupmu. Maukah kau bersamaku selamanya? Tulus hati ini padamu, janji takkan ku tinggalkanmu. Ku mohon percaya aku dan terima aku sebagai teman hidupmu. Aku berjanji akan selalu menjagamu. Takkan ku biarkan siapapun menyakitimu. Kan ku hapus kala luka di hatimu. Mungkin aku bukan yang pertama, tapi ku pastikan aku yang terakhir di hidupmu. Maukah kau bersamaku selamanya?
I never knew just what a smile was worth, but your eyes say everything without a single word. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be. Never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. If I could freeze a moment in my mind, it'd be the second that you touch your lips to mine. I'd like to stop the clock, make time stand still. 'Cause baby, this is just the way I always wanna feel. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. It's as if my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be. I never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. Feel different in your eyes. All I know is it happens every time. Every time.
Cause there's something in the way you look at me.
You look at me.
It's as if my heart knows.
My heart knows. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be. Never know what you see. Oh, 'cause there's something in the way
to make me believe that there's nothing in this world that can't be. I never know what you see. Oh, oh, oh. I never know what you see. But there's something in the way
you look at me.
Newman Paul live on the station. The Way You Look at Me, a song that was popular in early 2000s by Filipino singer Christian Bautista, and now Indonesian young, fresh, talented talent Newman Paul sings the song again with Indonesian composer Andy Rianto. And for more performances, for more talents that you can see for yourself in the station, you can rewatch on our YouTube channel VOI Official on the playlist The Station. And we're also going to broadcast one of episodes on The Station in about, well, 30 minutes from now. So stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI. Today's sound.
Listener, at the Toraja Land, the local people call it Pak Pompang or Pak Bus, because the bus sound is more dominant. Different from Angklung, the Toraja bamboo music is blown and has a tone of 2.5 octaves. Although the instrument is included as traditional musical instrument, the Pak Pompang can also be collaborated with other modern musical instruments such as trumpet, saxophone, organ, or piano when accompanying the song. This Pak Pompang is formed from the combination of big or small bamboo pieces. And of course, the size of the bamboo affects the tone that will be generated. The large and high of piece of bamboo produces low tone, while the smaller ones produce the higher tones. Those pieces of bamboo are perforated and arranged in such a way to produce sound. Usually, those pieces of bamboo will be tied with rattan in order to be stronger, and the gap among the bamboos is covered with asphalt in order its sound to be more round and good. The bamboo chosen to make this instrument is a thin one and has long segment, all smooth and straight. A group of Pak Pompang players usually consists of 25 up to 35 persons, including the flute blower. This instrument can be played by all people, from little child to adult. However, the little child can play it much easier, so that the instrument is always or obligated to be included in art lesson at every elementary school available in the land of Toraja. And of course, the lesson is aimed to make the children preserving and do not forgetting this traditional instrument, also to grow some sense of love in the hearts of their children. That's why in every event, either national or international, which is held in Toraja Land, the Pak Pompang is always performed by little children. To make it well organized and produce a harmonious sound, Pak Pompang is played and led by a conductor. Pak Pompang cannot be played alone or solo, because it is almost similar with Angklung from East Java, which must be performed together, because a single Pak Pompang has a single tone. So, if the Pak Pompang is played alone, it will not be beautiful. And listener, here's the Papompang rhythm, which is played by the children of Toraja Land. Usually, the traditional instrument in Indonesia always has history. Unfortunately, the people of Toraja do not know the history of the origin of Papompang. Some say that Papompang has existed in Toraja Land since the Dutch colonial era, or perhaps even far before, when the ancestors were still fighting over the territory. Papompang is often used in various events in Toraja Land. For example, some music in church services, as well as special events of the Toraja community in various regions, such as weddings. Anyway, although it looks simple, the process of making every papompang is quite difficult and complicated. Therefore, this instrument is highly prized for the people of Toraja. And for those who have enough money and interested to collect these music instruments, you can just go directly to the land of Toraja in Sos, Sulawesi. And listener, there was a glimpse about the traditional instrument from Sulawesi. Hopefully, the information about Papompang music instrument today can increase your knowledge about Indonesian traditional music instrument. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to another rhythm of Papompang. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
They said you are not enough. wake up and show them. They try to put you on trash. I won't keep silent. La 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 la. Kau bisa tunjukkan semua. Some people try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky. Like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going. Kau bisa hadapi semua.
There are many interesting tourism destinations. If you are a lover of water tourism, the Terrace Tepus Valley Waterfall can be your next tourism destination. Tepus Valley is located within the Mount Halimun Salak National Park area. You will feel the cool air and shady forest trees around the Tepus Valley Waterfall. The location of this valley is in Pasir Rengit, Gunung Sari, Bogor Regency, West Jawa. The distance from the Tepus Valley from Bogor City is about 30 kilometers and takes about 1 hour 30 minutes. For a vacation to Tepus Valley, you will be charged 10,000 rupiah. Parking rates for motorbikes are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. The Tepus Valley waterfall is not too high, only a few meters. The waterfall has a terrace contour. These levels are formed naturally. Tepus Valley also has typical mountain water which is clean, clear, and turquoise in color. The water is accommodated in a pool made of natural rock. You can enjoy the freshness of the Tepus Valley water by soaking in the water pool. you don't want to play in the water, you can take selfies at this waterfall. This destination has provided several spots that can be used as photo backgrounds for visitors. You can also relax and enjoy the atmosphere around the beautiful Tepus Valley with cool air. In the Tepus Valley, you can also camp. There is a camping ground provided for tourists. Tepus Valley has quite complete tourism facilities, namely prayer rooms, toilets, gazebos, and food stalls.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubui Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubui Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubui Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!